We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. We learned already that a person is not allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, even though it's Sarach HaMoed, and he can't wash laundry during Chol HaMoed, even Sarach HaMoed. And what's the reason? I let do Malachot Sarach HaMoed. The answer is because we wanted the people to do the laundry and take a haircut before Yontif. You shouldn't come into the Yontif while you're Menovel. Therefore, they made a takana that you cannot take a haircut or wash laundry during Chol HaMoed, unless you have those exceptions. Someone came from Dinas Yam or Beis Asurim, in a special occasion where he couldn't do it before, then he's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Now, our Gemara discuss, what about cutting nails? Tamar Rabbanan. Kishem she'amru osa galeach v'mayid, just like there's an iser to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, kach osa li'il tzamanayim v'mayid. It's also osa to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Div Rav Yehuda. That's a Yehuda Shita. Rav Yosi mater. Rav Yosi holds it's mutter. Rav Yehuda holds the same way. There's a kadesh lo yehi menovel. It shouldn't come in menovel. The same thing by here. Same thing by nails, by fingernails, and toenails. Rav Yosi says no. That since it's a big nivel to have long nails, a person won't come into yontif with long nails. He'll cut it, and we're not worried about making a gzera for that. And the same achleikus by Chol HaMoed, you have a chleikus by Avil also. Kashem sha'amru Avil asa galeach, just like a Avil cannot take a haircut, medin aveloi, is from me'evloi, kach asa litus v'naim, also cutting the nails, also a problem me'evloi, div Rav Yehuda. And the Mepharshim say, he learns out from Isha Yifas Tayar, beginning of Parashat Kisei, it says there, Bachsa, Avia ve'ima yarachamim, she cries for her mother and father for a month, and it says but that she grows vasa seperna, she grows her fingernails. So you see that it's avails to grow the fingernails. Therefore, Rabbi Huda holds you cannot cut your nails. Rabbi Yosi mater, Rabbi Yosi holds that it's mutter. So we have two machlekesim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Huda. One by Chol HaMoed, where Rabbi Huda holds is aser, Rabbi Yosi holds mutter, and one by Avel. How do we pass? Can Amar Ula halacha Rabbi Huda va'avel regarding avelus we pass in the work of Yehuda lechumra. But by Chol HaMoed we won't make all, because the Mepharshim say the reason is because by Avelis it's Medina that it's Aser. It's Medin the taking a haircut that it's Din Avelis, it's Aser. Mashenkein by Mayed, it's only Ashkadesh Layim Novel, it's more cooler dick, so we'll make a like Rav Yosi. Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says Allah Rav Yosi v'mayed uva Avel. Both by Avel and by Chol HaMoed we paskin that it's mutter, we pass like Rav Yosi. The Amar Shmuel, Allah could be a Mekel by Avel, because Shmuel has a cloud, we always paskin like the Mekel by Avel. And we'll see halacha l'maisa regarding Chol HaMoed as we go along on the Amud. So, the Pinchas Achu de Mar Shmuel, Pinchas the brother of Shmuel, of Mar Shmuel, Isra Be Milsa. He was sitting Shiva, the Rashi Kisuyah says, was for his son, he was sitting Shiva, for his son was Nifte, he was sitting Shiva. All Shmuel, the Mishal Taima, Shmuel came to Menachem Avel. The Mishal Taima, when Chazuno Tofrei, the Abnefishin, he sees the Avel, Pinchas, his brother, his nails are very long. Amalei, Amalei Shekaldulu, why don't you cut your nails? Amalei, so he says, what do you mean? I'm middle Shiva. Even did they have a, if you would be sitting Shiva, he told Shmuel, if you would be sitting Shiva, me mezalzas be kuli hai, would you be mezalza and cut your nails? Have a kishkagash yos b'nei hashalat. He said that, and that was the mistake, that he said that, because we know sometimes what you say comes true. And he said that Shmuel is going to be Avel. Taka, that's what happened. Israel be Milsa. Shmuel and Shmuel landed up serving Shiva for something. Al Pinchas achud levishol time minay. So Pinchas came to Menachem Avel. Shaklinu l'tufrei. So Shmuel cut his nails on the spot, because Shmuel held you allowed to cut your nails even in Ba'avelis. And chaptinu l'ape, and he threw it at him. He was upset that, why did you say that last time I came to you? You don't realize that there's a bris krusa for lips, for words, that if you say something, it has an effect in Shemayim, has an impact in Shemayim. How do you know that your words have an impact? Shemayim, it says in the Pasuk by the Kedas Yitzchak, that you too, it was Eliezer, you wait over here with the chamar, and me and Yitzchak nelcha akai, I'm going to go to live in a shtachave, and we'll daven to Hashem, and we'll return. Don't say v'ashuv, it says v'nashuva, together we'll return. And he was misnabe, that even though he's planning on shechting Yitzchak, they're both going to return. So you see, bris krusos l'sfasayim, that what you say comes true, v'stayim milsa, the hadot tavayu. So Shmuel tells Pinchas, don't you realize what you say comes true? You see from Avraham Avinu like that, so why do you say that? Now, Taisus is a simple question. He says, what's the raya? from the case of Akedas Yitzchak. There it's Mida Toiva. Mida Toiva is always Meruba. Maybe Dafka Mida Toiva will come true. Where do you see that even Mida Ra will come true? And Tavi says you should have brought down a different Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, La Oilam Ayiftach Peh Odom Piv L'Satan. You shouldn't Al Yiftach Peh. That should have been the pasuk you said. That's the should have been the raya. The Gemara in Brachas. So that's Tavi's Kashi, Blayb Sher. The Masha answers that you only say only if he includes himself in that sara. The lashon is like this: Dahi the al yiftach piv l'satan ayrika sha'omer kailos atzmei ba'isa peronias. Only if he's kail himself, that's when you have a yiftach peh, and that's why the Gemara did not bring that down. Zok the Gemara vayte. Sovim minei. Now, just want to speak out one more thing that it says over here that when Pinchas walked into Menachem Avos Shmuel cut his nails and he threw it at him. L'chayr, we're going to learn soon, you're not going to throw your nails around. You have to put them away. You have to get rid of them. You have to bury them or burn them. So Rashi speaks out that, of course, afterwards he gathered them again after he threw them at Pinchas. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Shava Minei, we thought maybe that Shmuel said, that's mutter to cut your nails, v'mei avelis. Shava Minei, we thought, the yad in, the regal noim, maybe only your fingernails, but your toenails, which is not such a it's not so ma'as. Maybe there we wouldn't allow that because no one sees it anyway. He wears socks, wears shoes. It's not so ma'as. So maybe that wouldn't be allowed. I heard from Shmuel, lo yishna d'yad, lo yishna d'regel, sai fingernails, sai toenails, a mutter to cut b'mei avelis. So far we learned that kuliyama, we paskin like the mandiyama holds his mutter to cut nails, b'mayed. As a machleik is what we pass by Avol, and Shmuel says we pass by Avol. It's mutter, and according to Ula, we pass by Avol not. Amar Rav Chiya ba'ashi Amar Rav uve gnus dera aser. Rav Chiya ba'ashi comes in and says like this: gnus dera aser means that to cut your nails with a scissor, it's aser. So it's big machleik is rishonim if this is going dafka on avelus or even on chol hamoed. According to Rif and Rosh, this is dafka going on avelus, that you can't use a regular scissor. You have to use your teeth or your fingers, but you can't use a regular scissor. But on Chol HaMoed, you use a regular scissors. But other Rishonim will know, and they bring it right for the next Gemara, like we'll see, like we'll speak out. Amar Rav Shem and Ba'aba, have a kamina kamed Rav Yechon and Medrash of Chol HaMoed. I once came to Rav Yechon on Chol HaMoed, to the base Medrash, and I saw v'shaklinu l'tuf rei v'shina. I saw him cutting his nails with his teeth, biting his nails with his teeth, v'zarkinu and threw it. And I learned from that, Maisa, three things. Shmamina Tlas. Shmamina Mutalito Tzvanayim Chol HaMoed. First of all, I saw from there, you're allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed, at least with your teeth. We'll talk about that in a second. But you see, you're allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Shmamina Ein Behem Shom Mias. You also see that biting your nails is not a problem of Mias, because you see he bit his nails in front of you. Shmamina Mutlo Zarkon. And you see, you're allowed to throw them. Freit the Gemara, Eini. You're not allowed to throw them. Vatayim Lutta Rabraisa. Shloish Advarim Nemru Betzvanayim. There are three levels of people when it comes to fingernails, or any nails, or toenails. Ha-kaivron tzaddik. If you bury them, you're a tzaddik. Surfing, if you burn them, chassid. It's even a higher level than tzaddik. Why is that better? Because if someone buries it, it's possible to be uncovered. But if you burn it, it's gone. So he's a chassid. And zarkon is a rasha. Someone throws him to rasha. So how can you say, Rabbi Yechon threw them, it's a rasha to throw nails? So Gemara answers, no. Time am I, why is he a rasha? My shema tavar leim isha ubra, because maybe a pregnant lady will walk on them, but tapel, and she'll have chas shalom a miscarriage. The Mekeres has two reasons why she should have a miscarriage. Either because it's mias, and because she steps on a mias, she'll have a miscarriage, or because of kshafim. But isha ve'im adrash l'shchicha, but a isha is not found usually in a mismatch, therefore in a mismatch you'll have to throw your nails. Maybe they'll sweep it up, throw it outside, and later might walk on it. Keep the ishtani. If it's moved out of its place, then it's not a problem. It's not a danger anymore to the. It's not a danger anymore to the isha moveris. Now, what's halakha l'maisa? So halakha l'maisa, the Beis Yosef says, since the Rosh and the Rif both say you're allowed to cut your nails even with a regular scissor on Chol HaMoed, that's halakha l'maisa. But the Ramah says no, you should be machmer. That's what Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutalitos for nine bein diyah bein deregel, fill them in sarayim, even with the scissors." Zokter Maha Ga, Aval Yesh Machmir and Vaisrim, Vechenu Haminig Lahachmish, Litlon, Bemisak, Bemisrayim, Oil Tarach Mitzvah, Tvila, unless it's a mitzvah of Tvila, for Isha, then it's mutter to cut the nails. But the Maga Ram says that let's say you cut the nails before Yom Tiv, then you'll have to cut the nails on Chol HaMoed, because then already you can be Saimich on the Sheetus of the Machava, holds you allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. And another shita that holds that if you do it already before, you could do it on Yontif. Regarding haircuts, shita's already in time, so you sorry for two things, therefore it's mutton. That's the halakha l'maisa, that if you cut your nails before Yontif, you'll have to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Dr. Maravaita, Omrav Yudam Rav, Zug Ba Mechamosam Lefnei Rabbi. There was a peer of Tamil Chamim who one time came from a place called Chamson in front of Rabbi. Mazutra says all the story a little different, that he doesn't say it's Omer Hudon Rav. Mazutra has a price like that. Mazutra Masni Zug Ba Mechamsam Lefnei Rabbi. A peer of Tamil Chamim came from Chamson Lefnei Rabbi, Bikshu Menu Tzipurnaim. And they asked him the Shaila, you let it cut nails in the days of the Avelis. In the days of the Avelis, you let it cut your nails. And he said, Mutta, like Shmuel. If he would have asked them about the mustache, he would have said mutter also. That's what we said. Hitlem would have matter. But Shmuel Amar af bikshu men asof. He says the story was they did ask him about a mustache. Hitlem and he was matter to cut the mustache. Now, both these two things talking about avelis. Tait speaks out. We're talking about after shiva. This question about cutting the mustache. Amar hitlem safra v'shmei derav that this whole heter of cutting the mustache is safra. It's mezavis zavis. You go from one side of your mouth to the other side of your mouth. On Rav Ami, uvesaf on my kevis, but only the part of the mustache that's being ma'akiv the eating. On Rav Meizik ledi, kesaf on my kevis domili. By me, it's like my mustache is always any part of my mustache is in the way. It's always I'm an istinus, and therefore it's always like ma'akivus. And regarding Chalamai, you also pass like that. The lashon of the mechaben tough kuf lamin alav sifches is kol adam muta lito safa bechalamoid. You're allowed to cut your mustache even with a scissors, and even if it's not ma'akev achila, that's a lach of achal amoyt. The chal amoyt is different. But avelus is only mutter if it's ma'akev da achila. So, once you mention avito safra, I'm going to mention two pieces of garata from him. V'omar avito safra shmei derav, or derav papa, paro is shahoya b'mei Moshe, the pari that was in Moshe Rabbeinu's days, Moshe, who he was very funny looking, ama, who Amma? He was one Amma tall. Usually a person is three Ammas tall. He was a third. He was a midget. This is Kani Amma. His beard was an Amma long. So picture, he's an Amma tall, and his beard is as tall as him. Ufamashtakoi, and his Aver is Amosa, his Aver, was also Amma Vazeras. Was an Amma and a half. He was a little funny person. Come to Mekayim the Pasuk that says, even if Hashem wants, even short people, small people will rise up against you. For Omar Avito Safra Mishmei Derav, Derav Papa, Paro Yishayim Mei Moshe Amgushiyaya. Two Pshatim Mishayim either means a Mechashev, which means a Kishavmacher, a sorcerer, or he was a Megadev, which means Apikiris. And I'll explain both of them. So first Paro Yishayim is a Mechashev. Shinama says in the Pasuk, Hine Yoytza Maima. He went into the water, and the Derech is that people who are mechashvim, they go out to water to do their thing. So you see from that, he went out to the water, that he was a mechashiv, he went out to do his sorcery by the water. The other pshat is that it's megadev. Rashi Kisviyah brings him pshat that he was a megadev, he was apikaris, and why did he go out to the water? Because he wanted to make believe that he didn't have to go to the bathroom, and that he made the yar, that he created the yar. That's why he went out to the yar. So those are the two pshatim, either megadev or amgushi. Zokti Gemara Vayit. Zend the Mishdov. Ilu mechabsim b'moyed. Who's allowed to do laundry b'moyed? Abam diasiyam v'chulu. Zokti Gemara. Amar Vashem Rav Yechonon. Misha ein lo ela cholak echod. Mutter lechabsa v'chalel shemoyed. If someone only has one shirt, he's allowed to wash v'chalel shemoyed. What's the reason why you're not allowed to wash laundry? Because you want to make sure that you wash before Yom Tov and don't come in with dirty clothing. But here you only have one shirt anyway, so you anyway have to wash it because it gets dirty. So therefore, this is anyway have to wash Chol HaMoed. If we didn't ask her, you to wash it on Chol HaMoed, halakha l'maisa, we don't pass in like this because there's a certain reason you have to see the Gemara before that we don't pass like that. But it has an achmil halakha because the Yashami, the Rosh brings down in Simon Chaf Aleph the Yashami that says big dik tanimau amalei kemisha in lechol kachadami. Big dik tanimau, like someone doesn't only have one shirt. And therefore, big diktanim who get dirty often, they taka could do laundry just like Misha Ein Lecholak Echad is mutter to wash laundry. Great thing, Gemara, Masiv, Rav Yirmiya, Akasha, on this halacha, it says in our Mishnah, the only people who could do laundry, El Mechav Simoy, the Bam Dias Yam, and Vechulu. It doesn't say, Hani In, Misha Ein Lecholak Echad, it doesn't include the person who only has one shirt. This heter to do laundry, if someone bought Medina Siyam or Beis Asurim, is even if he has two pairs of clothing. So usually if you have two sets of clothing, then you definitely have to laundry before Yom Tov. You don't have a heter of Misha and Lecholik Echad. You only have one piece to your name. So here it would not be mutter unless you came from Medina Siyam. So the heterim in the Mishnah, even if people have a few pairs of clothing, but since they came through a matzah where they couldn't do laundry before, they are allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Sholach Ravitza B'Yakov Ragurim Shmei Ravirachman Kli Pishtom Mutter L'Chapsom Chol HaMoed. Kli Pishtom, which means linen clothing, you're allowed to wash in Chol HaMoed. There's two pshatim to Rishonim. Rashi and Tapa on Beis says pshat is because it's not Shavik Tircha, which bothers me a little. Because the reason why you're not allowed to do laundry is because you shouldn't come in Manova, you should make sure to do it before. So what's the name of the Tircha Natz? You have to say, the answer, the answer to this is that the get of this was an Issa Malacha, but if it's not much of a Malacha, so then it can't be Asa. Even though the reason why they ask the laundry is because of that reason, so you're in Manova, but I said, now it goes to Issa Malacha. So if it's easy, it's Mutter. So first part is Kli Pishta Mutter L'Chabzim Chal Shamayit is because it's not a big Tircha. The other Pshat is because it gets dirty often, so it's similar to Ein L'Chalak Echad. So, klipishim with the chavos of chavos shemayit. Moshe Rava, we have a kash on this. Matpechas eidaim, matpechas asfarim. It says in our Mishnah that matpechas eidaim, matpechas asfarim is it could be washed. These things could be washed, and which means the covers for the svarim and towels for your hand. And these things are usually made out of pishtan and flax. So, hadi in it's mashma klipishim light. They usually made out of linen. Mashma other klipishim not only these. Amalei abayim. These are filled with sharmini. You're talking about these hand towels and these covers were made out of other minim, and still you're allowed to do laundry on those. Halacha l'maisa, we pask it in Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph that you are not allowed to wash kli pishton. The Shulchan Aruch passes Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph. So base kli pishton mutar l'chapsam v'loy nahagu kein. It comes from the Rosh. We don't. That's not our minik. The Gemara just finishes off. Amar bar hedya l'di chazli yama shel Tverya. I went and saw by the Yam of Tverya, the Mafgilah Meshichli Demani Kisna. There was pails full of clothing of linen. Bechol Demayde. See, people used to wash laundry on linen clothing. So that's a raya to this halacha. Maskev Abaya, man lame along the Brosan Chama Avdi. Just because we see people doing it, who said it was a Brosan Chama? Dilmash Loi Brosan Chama Avdi. Maybe it wasn't with permission. That's not a raya. Like upon him, the Gemara does bring that Aman Diyama. It says like this. And Alachu Mais is that Ein Noeg and Ken, you cannot wash Kli Pishton. And same thing for Ein L'Cholik Echad also, the Mishavur brings down, for a certain reason, has to do with the Gemara before, on Daf Tezvav, that Mishael L'Cholik Echad, Rav Daf Yidalad, that it comes out that we're not matter, if, even if you only have one pair of clothing, you're not supposed to wash it.